Local Police Commissioner Felix Oguadu says Monday night's attack was politically motivated.
We were sworn in only yesterday, and they went home. They're having a lot of merriment at home. Shortly after he left, some gunmen got to the place and shot his brother dead. A cousin of his was hit by bullets, but eventually gave up. So two of them died yesterday. It's more of a politically motivated attempted assassination. It had nothing to do with militancy. Before they were sworn in yesterday, we had bickerings here and there.
Analysts say the violence has been exacerbated by the use of local gangs used to intimidate political opponents. Port Harcourt is the main city in the Orange Delta region. Political violence has increased since the run-up to countrywide elections in April, which were widely condemned as rigged. Some candidates were murdered during the campaign, while others reported dynamite attacks on their houses and kidnappings of family members. But the police chief says recent public outcry regarding the violence by some of the region's gang leaders has eased tensions in the state.
Some of the militants have come to realize that the militancy has got to stop. One of the leaders, Tom Ateke, called his people together and they renounced all the rubbish they've been doing all along. They want to stop killing, they stop hostage taking and all of that. So I think they are prepared now to give peace a chance.
Nigeria is rated as one of the most corrupt countries in the world by watchdog group Transparency International. Most citizens struggle to get by on less than $2 a day in a country where unemployment is high and arms are freely available. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.